And welcome to Charts and Hearts. I'm Sarah, and she's Lindsay.
And together, we're working our way through an epic list of rom-coms in order to find and categorize tropes in the hopes of creating the nerdiest spreadsheet podcasts have ever seen.
This episode is Baby Boom from 1987. Yes. And we're doing this movie as part of our First Wives Club?
Yeah.
People movie.
Yeah.
People month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, this is Diane Keaton. And not Annie Hall.
No.
Because we didn't want to go there. No. Yeah. Yeah. So, Lindsay, you had not seen this movie before.
Correct.
And I'd seen this movie, like, a strangely large amount of times.
No.
And I don't know why. We didn't own it. But I feel like I've just watched it on TV at least, like, 3 or 4 times.
That's so random.
But not for a long time.
Yeah, but, like, I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. So yeah, this is a Nancy Meyers movie where Diane Keaton plays a very like high-powered marketing businessy executive person who like has no social life. All she does is work. All she and her partner do is work. They like are sitting in bed together working at midnight all the time. She's very fancy, and then she gets a phone call in the middle of the night thinking that she inherited something, but instead she inherited a dead relative's like infant daughter.
Yeah, in the sketchiest adoption paper everything, like just
I know. Also like we'll get into it, but oh my gosh. And then she like has plans to put the kid up for adoption because she and her partner like never wanted to have kids, like they just all they want to do is work. And then she doesn't because the adoption situation seems a bit sketchy, and she keeps the baby. The partner leaves and she gets fired from her job. Or quits her job. Does she quit?
Force quit.
She's like forced to quit, basically. She's like pushed out of her job and moves to a country house in Vermont where she doesn't know how many apples to put in a pie. So then makes applesauce for her baby and creates a gourmet baby food empire.
Yeah. In 2 months and of winter.
Yeah. And falls in love with the country veterinarian in the small town.
Yes. So in case you're confused, this is not a Hallmark movie, but it is.
If it was a Hallmark movie, she would have met the guy earlier.
Yes, he doesn't come in until the very end, yeah.
And she would have, like, taken some sort of deal to sell the, to sell her company, not the deal they offered, but she would have, there would have been, like, more roundedness there. No, she would have run into her ex-partner when she came back to New York.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would have been more Schadenfreude or something.
Yeah, and he would have been like terrible rather than just not wanting to be around children.
No, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And like they were married. They just, I think, lived together.
They just lived together. But yeah.
Yeah.
This is.
Yep. So yeah, Lindsay, feelings, thoughts, observations.
I know it was the 80s, but
yeah.
This was really depressing to see that it was a Nancy Meyers movie because this movie like made me depressed. Not even, I just like went to bed sad about the world.
I'm sorry. I like this movie. Okay. I mean, there's parts of it that definitely don't hold up. But yeah, no, I don't know. Overall, I like kind of like
it. Well, like,
even though it's
I think it's just like it's the Vermont part is fine and it's very silly and all of that part is fine. Yeah. It's just the first half is just really depressing.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And
really slow.
Really slow and depressing and like, so like, makes it worse because it's so slow. And then I think, and then I obviously knew what was coming and I was just like, I guess this is the way of life.
Yeah.
Know it was 40 years ago, but
More hijinks in the small town would have been better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, to make it worth it.
Less business hijinks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, she is a very powerful businessy person, but she's kind of terrible at everything else
in her
life. I know, this
is the thing of, like,
yeah,
she buys the house under a day, which seems...
Yeah, sight unseen.
Wrong. Like, how did she get her apartment empty so fast? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The timey-wiminess of this movie is...
Yeah, oh yeah, it's real.
Don't try to make it work.
So, like, while they were driving up there, and again, the driving montage is, like, 5 minutes long, which okay, sure. And so I was expecting it to be, like, dilapidated on the outside. But it's not until she gets in that she finds out it's falling apart. I'm like, you're a businessy business person. Don't inspections exist in the 80s? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, and, like,
weird.
Yeah, she obviously, like, I think it seems like she paid cash for it because she's not worried about, like, making her mortgage. But yeah. It's like she used all of her cash to pay for it, and then she has no money, which, like, makes sense, I guess, if you're, like, impulsively making that decision. But, yeah, like, she, you know, she can afford the house and everything's fine, but then she can't afford, like, a couple thousand dollars to fix the roof when it's snowing into her house with her baby.
With her baby. And,
I mean, she does it, but she doesn't want to.
And just... And, like, I guess, also, I guess, because she's a stubborn, but so she just stays? I'm like, your baby is in danger.
Yeah.
Like, go to a hotel. I know you don't have any money, but you have hotel money. Like, you know, it's one of those things.
Like, you have a credit card.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not great at decision making. And, like, I mean, the whole point is that she has no idea what to do with children. And that was the thing I thought was, like, this movie thought it was being so modern because they had this character that they could make believable as a woman that, like, had no idea what diapers were, basically, or, like, anything about babies. And I think they were like, yeah, we couldn't have made this movie any earlier than we did because it was too unbelievable that a woman in her 30s wouldn't have any ideas about babies.
Yeah, that part, like, that was my bias on it of, like, of course you know how to change a diaper. You read the Babysitter's Club books, but not Danny Keaton in this movie. But
no,
yeah, so that part was like, oh, it's hijinks, la 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 la.
Yeah,
I think the part that I resented was that they spent so long making her businessy businesswoman who knew who she was and was like, I don't want this. And then it took a day.
Yeah, she spent a day with the baby
and was like, nope, this is my life now.
Completely.
It is impossible for me to be unswayed by this baby. All I want to do is be a mom.
Yeah, it's like.
And I'm like, yeah, like, fuck you.
I have maternal instincts. I just didn't know about it because I was never exposed to children.
Like, the default of all women is maternal instincts as opposed to doing business, obviously.
I mean, it, at least, like, she wasn't immediately good at it. But she pretty immediately wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Or felt a like nobody else was going to do it as well as she could.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of ties in with her work stuff as well.
Yeah,
but,
her type A,
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. So we might as well talk about some of the side casts. We've got Harold Ramey.
Yeah.
Playing an actor in a thing or acting in a thing that he, like, didn't write, which I think is the only time ever.
Yeah, so random. Yeah.
And Heidi James
Spader. Oh, my God, he's so little. And I was like, now I understand why people keep talking about having a crush on James Spader, I guess, in the late 80s, early 90s. I'm like, that makes sense to me. The only James Spaders I know is from, like, whatever, his Chicago Law or whatever it was.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah, he was a terrible human being in this movie, but and then Sam Shepard plays the veterinarian that she falls in love with in the small town, which I only know him. He was in All the Right Stuff, the, like, Space Mercury 7 movie. Okay. What is it called?
He looked vaguely familiar as, like, somebody.
He's just like that guy
who I would know later in life. Like, he was like a younger version of somebody I would find familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, he is he's plays Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff, which is like it's a pilot space movie, like a historical fiction.
Okay, cool.
Of, like, Mercury 7 people.
Yeah
I've seen it a bunch, obviously. So looking back on it now, when gourmet baby food is
everywhere,
the fact that this was a novel thing, I guess at some point it was novel.
Yeah, I think it was just like, it was a novel thing, which of course I didn't realize because I was 3 when this movie came out, not a mom.
Yeah,
but it was the fact that it was like 10 minutes of them being like, gourmet baby food, I can't believe it, gourmet baby food, let's buy 20 million gourmet baby. I'm like, oh my God, what?
I know, it's literally applesauce. Very unrelatable.
It's applesauce.
Yeah,
it's not gourmet baby food. It's applesauce. So,
but she was like a marketing.
Yeah, no, like, she's a marketing business genius. So she marketed that way, but it, like, you didn't give it to your babies. You don't know if your babies like it because your babies aren't with you because you're literally yuppies on a ski trip in Vermont. Like,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So weird. But yeah, no, I. Now with all, like, the 400 different brands of pouches and baby food and baby led weaning and all that stuff, it's like pretty funny.
Yeah Although, like, some of that is still just applesauce.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like, when we get back down to it, you just mush the apples and put stuff in.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of apples and timey-wimey, uh-huh. I thought of you because she moves to a farm, which
yes.
hadn't had an offer on it in 5 years, but has a cow.
Yeah, the cow was odd.
And she was like, oh, it's so hard to milk this cow. I'm like, well, why do you have a cow?
I don't know why there's a cow. And also why then it took her so long to meet the veterinarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cow was weird, but it was like a one-off in a, like, welcome montage. To the country montage. Yeah. So, whatever.
So then she picks 1,000 apples.
Yes.
And
from one tree, from one tree. Like, but I'm assuming there's more that we don't see.
And then continues to make this applesauce continuously. Mm-hmm. At some point, you hear her talking to somebody in the one of her business montages about peas and other stuff all grown from her farm. And this is the same time that her house is falling apart and there's snow inside of it. So it is January.
Yeah, I think the other vegetables are farm grown, but not her farm.
But where farm?
That was my understanding of it. Huh?
But where? It's not like her.
I don't know. Other maybe it was just all marketing.
Maybe.
Bump.
The other thing that I don't understand about any food, mm-hmm. which is fine because I don't need to, is preservatives. Because they were like, we'll just ship them off everywhere. You can put them on every.
Well, they were canned.
But like, were they canned? It looked like they were in like a.
Yeah.
Just a jar.
No, they were in like jam jars. They were in jam jars. So, yeah.
Well, like, I guess the ones I was looking at the beginning were just Tupperware, but later.
Yeah, at the beginning they were Tupperware, and then she had them all in her cupboard, and I was like, well, that's going to be disgusting in a moment. But yeah, like, later, she had stuff some stuff in the freezer, and then, when she was selling it at the store,
it was canned,
like, at the very beginning, it was, like, in jam jars. Okay. Probably not, like, she definitely had no, like, food safety inspections or canning safety or anything.
But it was the 80s.
Yeah, because... Yeah, but, like, you can, like, the jars will seal if you just put, like, hot liquid in and don't, like, do any canning to it, but that's not usually for most, I don't know about applesauce, but, like, there's guidelines, and there's also, I'm assuming, separate guidelines if you're trying to sell the thing, but,
and then
she didn't do any of that.
Yeah, and there's, like, the levels of, like, I made applesauce to sell at the fair this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm using the same canning methods to sell across the... Northeast, I guess.
Yeah, and like in multiple grocery stores.
Yeah, and even the guy in the business guy at the end, he's like, we'll have them on every shelf in the supermarkets. And I'm like, but should you? Can we put them in the fridge, maybe? Like, I'm concerned about this.
I know. So, like, there's vague references to her having a factory somewhere.
In
so
her
I'm
barn,
assuming at
but
some
I don't know
point,
what happened to the cow.
Well, yeah, like, is the fact maybe she sold the cow to fix the roof?
It's like into the woods in here.
Or yeah, like, wasn't a lady who swallowed a fly. Yep. So there's lots of farm questions. She also, she gets into like strained zucchini and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't sure like the baby food in her freezer when she makes out with the veterinarian after the party. Like, is that just for her kid or is that like trial and error?
Yeah,
is this like they're selling stuff out of her tiny refrigerator freezer? It is unclear, but also it's not going to be clear if we talk about it.
No, it's not. Longer. And then again, the timey-wimey-ness of, like, she starts making this applesauce, and then 3 months later, she's, like, being offered $1 million for her company.
$3 million?
Yeah. And I was just...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, like, they're buying the company for $3 million, and they're going to keep her on for, like, with bonuses, almost $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like the company was undervalued at that $3 million, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I don't...
But also, like, why do they need to buy her company? They could just make gourmet baby food.
Exactly. That's the other thing. It's not a patented secret...
Yeah, she has no patents. It's not, like...
Secret herbs and spices.
Yeah, and she's in, like, 17 corner stores in New England or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Vermont New England? I have no idea. It doesn't matter.
Yes. New England is a bunch of them, but I think Vermont is one of them. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, she's in Canada, just like you.
We're not geography people. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
So, yeah. The logistics of the plot are bad.
Yes.
I will definitely admit that. Yes. And it's so slow at the beginning.
Yes.
Mostly I like the hijinksy montages. And with an exception, I like the veterinarian.
Yeah, I think...
Mainly I like that you think he's going to be her doctor,
mm-hmm.
and then he's not her doctor, he's a vet.
Yeah, I wish he was more in it more, like your note, because he doesn't appear till the third act or something.
Yeah.
And I wish he just was there more to give her something to do.
Yeah, an adult to talk to. Yeah. I wish she had a friend too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, she has, like, assistants and admin, like, secretary people at her work. And then she has Harold Ramey, her boyfriend, mm-hmm. partner, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then she has this guy. And, like, you know, there's a couple sort of random characters. Like, I guess she's friends with the plumber.
Yeah, kind of, I guess, by the end.
Yeah, sort of. She, like, goes to watch his... Yeah, yeah, she spends a lot of time with the plumber, so therefore they are friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, her primary relationship in the movie is with the baby that doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't age.
So...
over 6 months.
No, that's, yeah. So that's, it's like, you know, skills. It's a short time frame. It's not like you lost a year in montages because the baby is still a baby.
Yeah, and has no new skills whatsoever, even though they went to baby genius class in New York.
Oh, yeah, that stuff was all weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's definitely a point where the vet, I don't know what his name is, but the guy, like, he just grabs her and kisses her on the side of the road. And mm-hmm. it's like... use your words, buddy. Yeah. Like, I know it's the 80s, but...
yeah, it's not great. And she's like, oh, that was so... ooh. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
She would have reluctantly, not because she didn't want to kiss him, but because she doesn't like to talk about her feelings, she would have reluctantly agreed to kiss him if he'd asked,
mm-hmm.
but...
yeah.
He didn't ask. Nope. But, you know, such is the 80s, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Any other observations that we...
no, that was a lot of them. Yeah. Have a lot to good say times. About this okay. movie.
Well, let's do some tropes, because there's so many.
So many. Okay, yeah. So we start with New York, and then it's a big theme, as opposed to some of our other tropey New York movies, because she's like,
yeah.
I have to get back to New York. Everything will be fine. And when I go to New York. And...
yeah. Well, she very much, like, romanticizes both things. Course. Like, moving to the country, she totally romanticizes, and then she's in the country for a while, and she, like, has all these romantic visions of moving back to New York. It's like... if you wanted to move back to New York, why did you buy a house in Vermont, you crazy person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, why did you quit your job and then buy a house in the exact same day?
Yeah, also.
Take one day.
Anyways,
moving on.
Voiceover. There's a random voiceover at the beginning that then doesn't really come back.
No, it's just to announce that women are working.
Women are...
ah!
Whoa. Yeah, it's very much like a newscaster kind of thing of like 60 Minutes is doing a thing bit about women in the workplace and they don't feed their husbands.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, they don't have husbands.
Yeah. And then we get some business jargon. I have no idea what she does for a living. And
they said like a business consultant, which could be anything.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was marketing related.
Yeah, or ads, maybe. Marketing,
market share. Not really advertising, but overall, like, getting businesses into markets.
Mm, yeah.
But I'm not really
sure. I'm not really sure.
But she's real tough and mean about it.
Oh my gosh, she's so tough.
Oh my gosh.
She's so tough, because that's how women are.
Yep.
And then there are a zillion baby tropes. I wrote some of them down and then stopped, because we're not a baby trope movie. Tracker.
All of them. Like, the baby throws the food, the baby doesn't sleep, the baby needs a diaper change, the baby falls out of the diaper, the baby has bodily functions all over people.
Yeah.
The baby doesn't get lost, but that's because the baby is not mobile.
No. Sometimes she is varying with her skills.
Like, she crawls occasionally, but not really. She crawls out of diapers, but only out of diapers.
Except she... and then she walks while holding Daggy's hand while they're in the apartment still, and then never walks again. So.
No, and then she walks, she like interrupts them making out in the kitchen the morning after. Yeah. And so she got out of her bed because she's in a bed at this age? I don't know. Anyways, baby tropes.
Baby tropes. And then, of course, there's also falling in love with the baby tropes, not only during montages, but also with soft lighting and sappy music. Like, there's when the baby is sick and she's like holding her and like rubbing her or whatever. The music, the lighting is literally like a god ray. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, like, she like falls asleep standing in a door frame holding the baby and reading a thing for work.
Yeah.
Oh, we have some exciting representation of people from the, I don't know if it's South. They have definitely Southern-ish accents, but then they talk about Des Moines?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Which I don't think is in the South, so I don't really know.
Flyover farms?
Just,
just...
Yeah, like country folk or like rednecky people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting and so tropey. I think almost the exact same couple is trying to adopt Charlotte's baby or like give Charlotte a baby in Sex and the City. Like it's almost the exact same situation.
Well, and it was very like not the creepiness of the two people who aren't parents yet calling each other mother and father. Gross. But other than that, it reminded me of like Marilla and Martha in Anne of Green Gables because they want a boy and
yeah,
they
that part
are
going
to take a girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, well, all the other things.
But they did want the baby to have all its shots, which was a nice change.
Unsurprising change for modern days. Yeah.
Montages.
Yeah.
This movie is so full of montages.
Like 50% montages.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. But like by time, 50% mm-hmm. montages. Yeah. Oh, we've got a dreamy doctor and he rescues her. Oh, of course he does. Mm-hmm. Twice.
Yep. So dreamy.
At least.
And floppy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is very floppy. And like, when they consensually make out, it is good.
Oh, yeah. I'm in for that. Except for the part where they don't close the fridge. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. He like asks if she's cold, but then doesn't like, close the freezer.
Walk three steps.
Yeah.
And save us all from the CFCs coming from your...
Lean forward slightly.
Incredibly old
close
fridge.
The freezer. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Completely.
And then random dancing. It's not super random because it's a dance, but it is...
Yeah.
A random reason to get them to dance and then fall in love and make out in front of an open fridge.
Yeah. And like, go home together. Yeah. I don't know. Small town dances. I have fond thoughts of. Okay. Lindsay, does this movie pass the Bechdel test?
No. Like, I think on technicalities with, she does talk to her female assistants about work, so that's a technical
and they
pass.
Have I don't know what their names are, but they do have they do names have like names. She calls them by their name,
so there's that. I don't think we ever see their faces, but that's whatever,
like in sort of rushing business mode. Mm-hmm.
And I guess she talks to some other women at times.
But there is a woman in the small town that she kind of talks to, but it's not really.
Like, the whole, like, when you go back and the whole point of the Bechdel test, I'm like, she's alone in this movie. She doesn't have any support system. And then she just falls in love and then her life is fine. And it's just, why can't she make
she falls in...
friend in the town and that helps her pick apples or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many things that could be done.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, let's make a pie.
Okay. Okay. So as I said, when we're talking about her business jargon, not knowing what her job is, she does mention name drop products all over the dang place in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, she constantly talks about wanting to drink 7-Up. Like, a lot for any movie. Talking about
it was weird.
Like to drink. Like, it's very strange.
I've never heard of somebody express a preference for 7-Up before.
And then almost all of her business accounts are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, and then so in strange. The montage of newspapers, it's like the next Gerber's.
Yeah. Just lots of product placement. It's weird because it's like, I guess it was maybe before they would have like cleared that with all these businesses.
Yeah,
maybe?
I think that's,
I don't know.
It's the way that she was listing accounts when she was trying to show off to get her promotion at the beginning. It feels like they didn't need to clear it with people. It feels like they were like, what's a list of important companies?
Yeah. Basically.
So I don't think it was cleared by anybody.
But like nowadays they would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a big picture.
Yeah. And they would have just made it generic, like the Van Housing estate or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It's 15?
Yeah. I think so.
It's like mostly the beginning. Yeah. Her complete inability to hold anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and part of this is that she doesn't have, like, good bags and totes and whatever. But yeah, she can't hold the baby. She can't hold the baby's things. She can't hold her own briefcases. She just walks around with, like, giant binders of paperwork and drops things and they fall
and
out of
her arms
all the
time. And she can't hold the baby and other things. And it's just, like, is this supposed to be the comedy? Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's, like, it's trying to be physical comedy, but it's not really that funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
At like 45%?
Yeah, I think so, because it was throughout the whole thing, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And it's a problem before she gets the baby, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, like, juggling things. She just has more, like, assistants when she's at her office. Yeah.
80s business suits. Oh my goodness, the earrings. Woo.
Yeah, the earrings, the like the pencil skirt with the giant blazer but belted, so it gives her like the tiny waist and giant, like, it's not even like shoulder pads.
No, it's
like
just the whole a weird upper frame.
Like the whole shoulder thing is very poofy. I mean, there probably are shoulder pads in there, but they're like linebackery ones. Yep. And then just all the businessy suits.
Yeah, 30 is good.
30?
Yeah.
30% business suits?
This was 10% apples.
Apples. So many apples.
So many apples. Such a
And then late the alternate pie would be 10% apples and 90% montages.
Yes. Oh my god.
If you like, that is what I remember of the movie was apples, crazy baby montages of like 80s business. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So many montages. Good lord.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think is next for them? And by them, I mean both JC and the baby and JC and the veterinarian.
Well, I think that they'll probably be okay if the baby grows up. That's my biggest concern right now. This is going to be a baby for her entire life.
Yes, if the baby, after the filming of the movie, resumes its normal development.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that you, like all new mothers, I think she was getting it. And she's doing okay. And hopefully she'll be able to find a balance and maybe work things out with herself about being a workaholic and being a mama-holic. Because I feel like it could definitely go that way. Either or.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I think, again, like, she's like, I have to move back to New York after I've lived here for 3 days. So, yeah, hopefully she can pick a lane.
And maybe, like, the sort of forced stability of having a child that, like, you know, you can't just, like, I mean, you can, but you shouldn't just uproot a child repeatedly for no reason.
Mm-hmm. And, again, like, and hopefully, like, maybe the vet will help. Like, she has a reason to stay for at least a couple of months. Like, and so that might help. I don't know. Maybe she'll meet somebody else finally and, like, have someone to eat dinner with. Like,
have a friend.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, like, other moms, maybe not in that town, but in, like, neighboring towns. Like, she could meet moms that are more her speed, not, like, the playground baby class moms. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Those moms are terrible.
They were intense.
The vet, I don't know. They've spent, like, 2 scenes together. So I think it'll, again, depend on if she, what, how she approaches life after the movie.
Yeah,
if she can,
for sure, because it seems like her ex, they were just like, they lived very parallel lives, like they lived in the same apartment, but they didn't, like, they had no time for interests or shared interests other than just they were both workaholics and they let each other be workaholics.
So
main attraction.
We'll see how that goes.
And then, Lindsay, what's for us?
Oh.
What's next for us?
Continuing, finishing up our first Wife Club month is Overboard. Hooray.
I'm so excited. Speaking of ridiculous movies that I love, even though they're real dumb.
Yeah. And then, of course, on our Patreon is First Wife Club, which we recorded, and then literally 3 days later, saw Victor Garber in the park. So, sorry that we didn't get to put that into the podcast episode.
90% sure, anyways.
I don't know.
He would be here filming.
Yes.
So.
When I looked back at his walking away, I was like, that looks like the back of Victor Garber. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like something.
And like he was, true. You know, he was a little hunched down with his head, with his hat pulled low, so it was hard to tell. But yeah.
Pretty sure.
Anyways. Good times in Vancouver. That brings us to the end of this chaotic episode. You can leave us a rating or a review wherever you get your podcast, and you can find us on social media. We're at Charts and Hearts Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Charts and Hearts on Twitter.
You can also head to our website, chartsandhearts.com, where you can submit suggestions for rom-coms and tropes for us to add to the list. And you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/chartsandheartsclub. We did just also do planning for the rest of the year, because that's how we do it sometimes. We did a post on our Instagram if you wanted to see what our Patreon episodes are. If you can see if you can guess the themes. Some of them are pretty random. So anyway, we've got
amazing
a ton of fun stuff coming up. So I'm pretty excited about it. Join us on our Patreon and listen to even more fun stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows good what times. Random celebrities we'll see in Vancouver next.
You never know. And we would love to hear your thoughts on this movie. Have you also watched it randomly while babysitting at 1 o'clock in the morning? Let me know. And in the meantime, I can't have a baby. I have a 12:30 lunch meeting.